Yes, there was a day this country needed fossil fuels to build a nation known the world around. Now the time has come to once again be leading. This is how to lead. We leave it in the ground. Come on.
Early Thursday morning, a climate crisis rally was held outside the Wolf Law Building at the University of Colorado Boulder, preceding the U.S. House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis hearing. Various environmental advocacy and anti-fracking organizations were joined by community members to sing and share ideas before the hearing. Their message to the committee and to other politicians was clear.
Right now we're on track for about 3 degrees Celsius temperature rise. That is a planet that we don't want to live on, that we don't want our kids to have to live on. And so I think it's absolutely urgent that our leaders, from the local to the state to the federal level, start to be real and speak with integrity and let their actions follow. Because at this point in history, we can't continue with all of the above. We can't continue with bringing on fossil fuels and switching to a renewable energy future. We have to go 100% to renewable energy and do a moonshot for switching our economy off fossil fuels to renewable energy, which takes some serious leadership. We need leaders with courage and integrity who are willing to say, it's time to start leaving fossil fuels in the ground. It's time for a ban on fracking. No new fossil fuels.
The University of Colorado was chosen for the first field hearing of the Special Congressional Committee because of its leadership in climate change research. Attendees and speakers at the rally focused on how Colorado is affected by fracking and climate change.
If you look around, you can see all of these different organizations gathering together are emblematic of what Colorado is supposed to represent. We preach environmentalism and conservation, and then we frack and exploit frontline communities and start polluting our air, and we turn a blind eye and don't talk about it.
Speakers also talked about how the crisis would affect future generations. One mom, Leora Franco, brought her 4 children to the event for this reason.
Unfortunately, our political system is completely broken. Our only chance is to rise up. And our only chance is to get people to understand there's an emergency, there's a climate emergency. The world is burning, there are floods, there's extreme drought, there's extreme temperatures. People are dying around the world. Part of the migration crisis is because of climate change. And our politicians are very slow and very beholden to donors. So unfortunately, I have to come here with my 9-year-old and my other kids to try to make a point because nobody's hearing us.
Her children had their own reasons for attending.
We're at the edge of a cliff, I think, when it comes to environmental action that we have to take and the climate crisis. And so we're coming here to support stopping the fossil fuel development as well as just support for renewable energy and zero net emissions.
Yeah, we're out of time before the world reaches a point where there's no turning back. So we're here to support especially a ban on fracking, but also switching to renewable energy, clean energy.
Yeah. We won't have a future with climate change because all of us will pretty much die in the world will die. We need to do something now. Think about the planet and the future.
They say their main hope for the Select Committee on the Climate Crisis is that it brings about real change.
I'm hoping to see actual change, not just talk, not just political jargon, but to actually see people coming forward to make a difference.
There should be a carbon tax, and I don't hear any talk of that.
And an immediate ban on fracking.
Their sentiment was shared by all those at the rally.
All right, one more time so Jared Polis can hear us. We're gonna rise up till it's won. We're gonna rise up till it's won.
For KGNU, I'm Sarah Dalglish.
The powers come down.